This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between July 1st and July 31st, 2024. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury sets on the 1st in the west-northwest at 9:25 p.m. PDT, and the sun sets at 8:09 p.m. PDT, and Mercury is 78% illuminated and 5.7 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, the sun sets at 7:54 p.m. PDT, and Mercury sets in the west at 8:53 p.m. PDT. Mercury is 30% illuminated and 9.2 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus sets in the west-northwest at 8:41 p.m. PDT on the 1st. On the 31st, Venus sets in the west-northwest at 8:48 p.m. PDT. Venus then is 96% illuminated and 10 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars moves from Aries the Ram to Taurus the Bull on July 11th. On the 1st, Mars rises in the east-northeast at 2:23 a.m. PDT. On the 31st, Mars rises in the east-northeast at 1:35 a.m. PDT. The planet is 89% illuminated and 5.6 arcseconds wide, and so a magnification of over 150 times is needed to see such a small disk. Jupiter is in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Jupiter rises in the east-northeast at 3:37 a.m. PDT. On the 31st, Jupiter rises at 2:02 a.m. PDT. Jupiter is 34 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius, the water bearer. On the 1st, Saturn rises in the east at 11:48 p.m. PDT. On the 31st, the planet rises at 9:48 p.m. PDT. Saturn is 18 arcseconds wide. The rings and Saturn's largest moon, Titan, can be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Uranus is the third planet now located in Taurus the Bull. On the 1st, Uranus rises in the east-northeast at 2:51 a.m. PDT. On the 31st, Uranus rises at 12:57 a.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension, 3 hours, 36 minutes, and 13 seconds, and declination of 19 degrees, 4 arc minutes, and 17 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 3.4 arcsecond disk. Neptune is in Pisces the Fishes. On the 1st, Neptune rises in the east at 12:16 a.m. PDT. On the 31st, Neptune rises at 10:14 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Neptune is at right ascension, 0 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds, and declination of negative 1 degrees, 13 arc minutes, and 41 arc seconds. A magnification of 150 times or more is needed to see the planet's 2.3 arcsecond disk. New Moon is on the 5th, first quarter on the 13th, full moon on the 21st, and last quarter on the 27th. The Southern Delta Aquariid meteor shower occurs from July 18th to August 21st. The meteors will peak from the night of the 29th through to the morning of the 30th. The waning crescent moon will rise late and will not interfere with observations. The shower is best seen from the southern hemisphere. These meteors produce good rates for a week, centered on the night of maximum. These are usually faint meteors that lack both persistent trains and fireballs. The parent object might be the comet 96P Machholz. Moon rises at 12:37 a.m. on July 30th. It will interfere somewhat with morning observations. The Alpha Capricornid meteor shower occurs from July 7th to August 15th with a plateau-like maximum centered on the 31st. The peak will occur from the night of the 30th through to the morning of the 31st. Again, the moon will not interfere with observations. This shower is not very strong and rarely produces more than 5 shower members per hour. The shower is notable, however, for the number of bright fireballs produced during its activity period. The parent object is the comet 169P NEAT. Moon rises at 2:07 a.m. on July 31st. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.